Right, let's start off with some rugby. The Hollybet Sharks attack coach David Williams believes one game at a time is the strategy to get to the latter stages of the United Rugby Championship. Now, the Durbanites came away with a bonus point win against the Vodacom Bulls in their URC derby at Loftus yesterday. The Sharks scored 3 tries in a row in the second half, bringing the score to 29-19 against the Bulls, the win placing them fourth on the URC table, 1 point behind the Bulls, who are third. Earlier in Johannesburg, the Emirates Lions beat the DHL Stormers 30-23. And then in the Six Nations, centre Gael Afiku and lock Thibaut Flamand return after recovering from injury to France's 42-man squad ahead of their third game against Italy. However, the 30-year-old missed last night's top 14 clash with club side Racing 92, who lost 25-30 against Venice. France head to Rome next weekend to face Italy. And then over to some football. AmaZulu have been knocked out of the Nedbank Cup after a 1-0 defeat by Gallants in the round of 16. Orlando Pirates and Kaizer Chiefs are through to the quarterfinals. This all after Pirates beat Baraka FC 3-1 and Kaizer Chiefs taking a 3-0 victory over Chipper United. And then Manchester City boss Pep Guardiola has played down fears of an injury scare to Erling Haaland ahead of their midweek trip to Real Madrid in the Champions League. Now, their top scorer went down holding his leg in the latter stages of the 4-0 Premier League thrashing of Newcastle and was immediately substituted. And then Arsenal are 4 points off the top, having won 2-0 at strugglers Leicester, but Nottingham Forest in third suffered a 2-1 defeat to Fulham. That's all for now for the East Coast Radio Sports team. I'm Faida Crouch.